Well, a year or more into the war, the British set up a dedicated propaganda regime called the Public Information Branch, or PIB.
I must admit, I can remember the first time I ever looked at this transcript. And I looked at it, I think my jaw must have dropped.
They were the main tool to promote, protect and project British way of life and fight against communism.
This is On the Record at the National Archives, uncovering the past through stories of everyday people. In this episode, we're looking at propaganda in our collections. We have four stories of deliberate attempts by governments to influence the beliefs of leaders and lay people through newspapers, art, radio and novels.
A lot of these things you get around this period of colonial history, so towards end of empire, there's a lot of kind of positive depictions of the different colonial territories in a way to try and strengthen the value of the empire from both perspectives.
The broadcast is essentially painting a picture of the Saint-Nazaire raid as a total failure. It was broadcast in English soon after midnight had passed, about 2.5 days after the Campbelltown had exploded.
But they also promoted George Orwell's 1984 and Animal Farm. In order to appeal to these educated middle classes, the Foreign Office considered it needed more than sort of basic propaganda or crude forms of propaganda. It wanted something that creatively offered insight into British culture and ideals.
Ordinary Irish newspapers were forbidden to publish news about Sinn Féin actions or proclamations. So the Bulletin became an important tool for the Sinn Féin Doyle government. The RIC publicity unit then decided to produce a fake bulletin newsheet, which we have here at the National Archives.
I'm very interested in how government use books in their foreign policy, because they are very tiny, little, very interesting objects, but they have the power to travel very quickly. You know, they can go from pocket to pocket very easily.